Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back in, everybody, here to Sports Daily. IHOP Hotline opening back up for you. The new Indiana Jones and the Great Circle themed limited time offer menu. All the crazy French toasts they have, including the Great Circle of Cinnamon French Toast. So get in there and check it out. That number is 869-1240. You can leave us your video comments on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X. We keep TJ here Catch It Kansas comes to a fever pitch this weekend. It's state championship weekend, high school football, it's center stage. We can start, well, at the top for us is 5A now because Derby fell to Manhattan. So TJ Hayes makes it through. I think it we'd have talked about that at the beginning of season. It might surprise people, but they get Aquinas. What kind of chance does Hayes have in the 5A title game?
Yeah, it's been an awesome story. As you know, the past couple of years, we've seen Hayes pretty much get far enough in 5A to lose to Mays or, you know, lose to Eisenhower or, you know, whoever it is in the Wichita area. And they've had so much good talent. They had Jaron Kanick. They had Dylan Dreiling back when he was still the quarterback at Hayes. Malik Baugh last year. And it felt like this year was they kind of graduated all their stars and nobody knew who this Hayes team was going to be or if they were going to be any good. And they lost four games. And then now looking back, you look at the games that they lost, they played Manhattan and Derby, the closest that anybody played Manhattan Derby in the regular season. And that was the game to get in the 6A state championship game. So looking back, this is probably a really good Hayes team that nobody gave a lot of credit to because of how good Great Bend was as well. For them to be as battle-tested as they were, they went on the road every single game of the playoffs, got it done every single week. And now they are heading to Emporia. The gas mileage on the buses are pretty great in Hayes, as we've been saying.
I want to go back to, you mentioned Derby, and they fell last week in sub-state in 6A. It's interesting because, you know, Derby was undefeated. Manhattan, you know, no knock on them. I mean, they won the state championship a couple of years ago, so they're a great program. But Manhattan went to Derby, and Derby never even had the lead in that game. What do you make of all of that and Derby going home before the state championship?
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, I've been telling a lot of people that Derby team on paper is probably the best team that we're going to see in the Wichita area for a couple of years and probably that we have seen in the past couple of years. I mean, they're going to have 10 or 12 Division I football players on that team. And it's unreal that they lost that game somehow. But, you know, Manhattan, I think that Coach Schartz in Manhattan is an awesome coach whenever you've seen them play. They won that state championship a couple of years. Coach Schartz's kid was the quarterback. and pretty much having another coach as your quarterback at that point. I didn't think this Manhattan team was as good as that Manhattan team was, but, you know, they're still Division I players. You know, Dunnigan, the wide receiver that they have is, you know, 6'4", got an offer from everybody. Their quarterback's also just super athletic. So Manhattan's a really good team. If it wasn't going to be Derby, it was going to be Manhattan, as it has been the past 5-6 years or whatever it was. So a shocking result, as you said. I'm surprised that Derby wasn't able to get that done, but Manhattan has as good a shot as anybody to beat Gardner Edgerton. So,
you know, when I look at that 6A game, I think to myself, because I'm probably the only guy on this show at this moment who has seen a lot of film on Manhattan. I broke down some, I believe it was Dodge City and Manhattan film earlier. I think that was the game. I can't really remember, but I've seen Manhattan on film. They're really good. But on film, it's always hard to tell just how good they are until you see them live. But they didn't look as good as Derby. I've seen Derby on film, and I've seen Derby live. Fellas, I'm telling you, when you look at Derby, they look like a college football team. A college football team. That they've got size, they got strength, they got muscles on their arms. They look like. So I'm just stunned that Manhattan beat them, because if memory serves right, and I'm not going to say everything about my memory at this point with these games, I see so many films that I can't keep track of them all. But anyway, I just don't remember Manhattan being good enough to beat Derby. That's the stunner for me. Does Manhattan have a chance to get Gardner Edgerton?
Yeah, I mean, Gardner Edgerton's obviously one
They're
of the
good.
Best teams up in the up in
They're,
Kansas City as well.
Right.
You know, I think that they've had a really tough schedule. You know, they played the Mill Valleys and they played the other star-studded teams that are up there. So they're going to be a really good team coming in on this side as well. I know they've got some talent going Division I as well. So going to be a really good game. If I had to lean one way or the other, I'd pick Gardner Edgerton, but I also picked Derby and I was wrong there. So who knows?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Jacob, you're muted.
Yep, sorry. We have the Metro teams then, you know, in 3A and 4A. Andover Central, I think, probably is would be considered an underdog, TJ, in that game. Not seeing Bishop Meehan, but knowing what they always are. And Andale's probably a fairly hefty favorite. Is that fair?
Yeah, it definitely is. Obviously, Bishop Meehan, one regular season win, and they're in the state championship, and that's how it goes in Class 4A. With the way that it is, and Bishop Meehan being a 4A school. So Andover Central is going to have their hands full. They've been to that state championship so many freaking times and can't get the job done. This is a really good Andover Central team, as we've said all year, that, you know, they're a team that made it all the way last year and lost to a team that's in the 5A state championship now. So that tells you what Class 4A is, and now they're playing the team that's usually there, Bishop Meehan. So this is a really good Andover Central team. I like everything that they do. They're so talented and so good at what they do. They have a punching chance against Bishop Meehan, but with Bishop Meehan and the amount of talent that they always produce and everything, you don't like their odds a ton. But, you know, if a team from Wichita was going to get it done in Class 4A, it was going to be Andover Central. And then Andale, as you said, you know, likely heavy favorites in every game that they played this year, and they've shown it every single game. I think that they played one game that was within 10 points. It was Wellington, which was a 4A school that ended up being really, really good. And then throughout the playoffs, they've dominated everybody. This team is just so good. They're so well coached. They do everything so well, and it's just the Andale team that we're used to seeing. And you know, last year Cheney was such a stinking good football team that they got the job done. You're gonna have to be a really, really good team to beat Andale. I don't think anybody's good enough to beat Andale.
Going back to Andover Central for a second, TJ, it's a team that I know they've got the talent this year. I know Bishop Miege has won a bunch of state championships lately, but Andover Central can challenge them, I think. Is this a team, even outside of this year, for Andover Central, can they continue this and become, a team that we're talking about, potential 4A state champions in years to come?
Yeah, I mean, they've been there the past couple of years. So just even looking at the trends here, they found a way to be the runner-up, you know, whatever it is, 4 or 5 years now. It's kind of unreal that they're able to just kind of dominate 4A West and just not be able to get past those Kansas City schools. This senior class that they have is a really, really good senior class. I will say that. I didn't even know that they were juniors last year. I thought that they were seniors. That's how surprised I was when I showed up to their practice week one. I was like, wow, this is the same team that I just watched in the state championship game. So they're really talented. They have really good wide receivers. Their quarterback's really good. Maddox Archibald, their running back's really good. Dawson Rod on their offensive line is really good. And all those guys are going to go play football somewhere probably. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from this. But Derek Tuttle's a really good coach, and they've always got good athletes there. So I'm sure that they're still going to find ways to kind of dominate around the city. If they can keep it up to the level that they have with this kind of historic class that they've had, it'll be interesting. But, I like them as much as anybody else. So,
well, you know, you've seen so many teams. And by the way, don't you think, Tommy, we could just go ahead and cancel the Andale game? Just go ahead and give them their state championship trophy.
Just hand it to them. So,
I mean, don't you think that would be okay with you, wouldn't it, TJ? Let's just go ahead and hand them that trophy. We might as well. I think it's already said and done. But I'm going to kind of – and you may not have an answer to that. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just curious what you think, because you see so much of these teams, the inside of these teams, the classes that are within a team, senior, junior, sophomores. You almost know more than anybody else what's coming back. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to tell me, what is the one team that will win a state championship next year that I can keep my eye on?
Man, that's a really good question. That's a lot of real sicko looking into these teams of who's the underclassman.
You're the man for it, though.
Like that.
You're the man.
So I'll think about it. It's a tough one. You know, just thinking about returning players and who's
right.
Coming back. You know, Arius Finley from Derby, the running back, he's only a sophomore. I think that he's going to be a, you know, 4-star running back. He's going to be one of the top running back prospects in the country in my eyes. And, you know, you look at East, you know, obviously they've got a lot of guys that are coming back as well. A really good underclassman class there. Great Bend, you know, obviously you still have Ian Freemer coming back next year. He's only a junior, and all the guys that they have out there. So if you want me to throw a dart, I'm going to throw one at Great Bend to at least get to the championship game.
Oh, cool.
Don't know if they can get it done or not, but they're going to be really good next year, because that senior class is going to be loaded.
Ah.
TJ, I think we would be remiss, by the way, to not jump down to Class 1A real quick and mention Conway Springs. Obviously not that far away from the Wichita Metro. They're playing for a state championship in 1A. Yeah. And Conway Springs historically has been a powerhouse in high school football. There were some lean years recently, but they made it back to the 1A state championship game. And I think this is a team, just knowing the talent they've got, especially offensively, they could absolutely win the state championship.
Yeah, you know, I watched them a decent amount last year, went down and talked to them. They had Braden Coons, who's a running back, who's now at Northwest Missouri State. He won the Catchy Award for best football player, if that means anything to you. So a really good running back. I mean, the dude would put up 300-yard rushing games last year and the year before that, the first couple of years that I watched Conway Springs. And watching that, it's just like, wow, the running back is really good, and that's what makes them go. He graduated, and they still haven't had anybody come kind of come close to him, you know, because that's how good their offense is. They run that single wing, and now knowing that's the same offense they've ran back in the 70s. Whenever you have Mitch Holtis referencing your offense whenever he's calling Chiefs games, then you're doing something right. It's awesome what they do. It's so fun to watch them play.
And here I am just thinking about chicken wings because it's almost Thanksgiving, whatever. turkey wings? Did we make turkey wings? TJ, what do we have with coverage coming up? Because it's a little different than usual when we get to state championships.
Yeah, they changed the rules of how these games are going to get held, and they're going to make everything a lot better, I think. Obviously, the way it used to be is that everybody played pretty much at the exact same time in 8 different locations, and if you wanted to pick one, you had to pick one of what you were going to watch. So this year, they're moving it down. They've got 3 games in Emporia, 6-5-4. They've got 3 in Hutch of 3-2-1. They've got 3 in Kiowa County of 8-man-1, 8-man-2, and 6-man. We've got some good 6-man. We had some 6-man coverage on the Catch of Kansas show as well. Love 6-man football. I know you do. You're from Texas. So It's going to be a lot of fun with all of that. I know that we've got one local team playing Friday night, southeast of Saline, which we're going to talk to today on 12 News as well. They play 6 o'clock Friday night. The rest of the teams are going to play on Saturday. We're going to have coverage of every single local team. We've got a Catch It Kansas show Friday night where we're going to kind of preview what's to come on Saturday as well as those southeast of Saline highlights, and then we're going to have one on Saturday as well. So a lot of coverage. If you have, you know, more thoughts about what we're going to talk about on Saturday for these games, you know, we're going to have a 30-minute show breaking down pretty much every single game, so it should be a lot of fun.
It's always fun. CatchItKansas.com is the place to be. 12 News is the place to get it all. TJ, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you a little bit later here on the TV set.
Absolutely. I'm going to go take off my Hawaiian shirt, put on the 12 News shirt, and go to work.
That Hawaiian, by the way, that Hawaiian, I'm going to assume that is your fiance there on it.
Yep. Holding the ring. That's the bachelor party.
Are those pineapples on that shirt?
Yeah, no, careful. Be careful.
No pineapples.
So I have a similar set of swimming trunks with my wife.
With my fiance's face on it?
No, but my wife. But I'll let you guys. I'll let you guys guess where I placed her face on the swimming trunks.
Hey, this is a family show.
Oh my gosh!
Use your imagination. Use your imagination. You know, jokes, you got to take them when you can get them. You always have to take advantage. She didn't know I had them. I surprised her at a big pool party with them. It's great. Everyone thought it was funny except her.
I'm sure it was a big pool party, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
Oh, Tommy.
All right. Well, before we get a call from the FCC, we're going to take
okay.
And on the way out, I'll tell you about Crestview Country Club. We appreciate their support of the program. So we got the big Thanksgiving things coming. They just put out their January calendar. I'm looking at this, Tommy. There's a casino night. There is a symphony member mixer, a prime rib night, a wine tasting. They got it all covered for you. Give them a call. There's all kinds of memberships. You can participate in some of this stuff, even if you don't do the golf or anything like that. So we appreciate their support. Tell them we sent you. We're going to come back. We're going to have our last full segment of the week, if you can believe it, on Sports Daily. Don't go anywhere. Stick around.
.97.5 and 1240 KFH.